Hey guys, how you doing? My name is Nick DeFalco. Today I'm hosting a podcast to discuss the influence of social media on job opportunities. I'm here with Nikki Veneziano and Katie Mecca today. And we're just here to talk about basically the do's and don'ts of social media and what would be positive things to have on your page and what not to have on your page, because time and time again, people will lose jobs or job opportunities or even possibly gain a job based off their social media presence, whether negative or positive. So listen up to this podcast and you learn a few things about the world of social media and its influence on jobs.
Social media not only affects employment, but college applicants. For example, Harvard revoked college offers to 10 students for posting offensive content online. Social media is becoming an intoxicating world of relational connection that has invaded our culture. 47% of college officers look at applicants' social media accounts to learn more about them. But some positive effects do arise from this. For example, Kaplan University saw a student affiliated with an LGBT panel at her school, which wasn't on her application but made her a stronger applicant. Social media can provide a more authentic and holistic view of applicants beyond published applications. College applicants need to be aware of how social media reflects them and to ensure that what they share would not influence the rest of their life.
Social media has grown to be a great resource to connect people around the world and has become a great tool for companies to judge an applicant's life beyond their resume. Companies look to see how you conduct yourself, how you interact with coworkers, and more importantly, potential customers. Tips given to employees include: manage what you have posted and what others have posted about you. Don't go off the radar either. Companies say it's a turnoff to find nothing on social media. 90% of recruiters check social media. Companies emphasize that social media is a great platform to show off your personality, but warns future applicants from oversharing.
All right, today, guys, I have my brother here, Jimmy DeFalco. He's actually starting his own business, and we have him here today just to ask him a couple questions about the influence of social media on job opportunities and stuff like that. So how you doing today, Jim?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
Should the social media of applicants be examined before being hired?
I don't know if it should, but it definitely is. And the trend that we're going towards, it's definitely going to play a larger role in the future.
Okay. Does what they post affect their views of the applicants?
Yeah, 100%. I know a lot of people who have either been fired or not gotten jobs because of social media. I never know anyone who's gotten promoted or a raise because of social media though, so mostly just negative.
Okay, mostly just negative, okay. How would you monitor the social media of your employees? Would you focus on it being a positive, trying to find positive aspects, or mostly negative?
You mean in the hiring process?
Yeah, in the hiring process.
I would keep an open mind, and as I'm vetting the candidates, take it case by case and have to make my determination from there.
All right, thank you. Last question. Would you limit the amount of apps your future employees have, social media apps?
No. That's, no? I think, yeah. The employer has no right to tell them what they can do on their personal time.
All right, well, thanks for having us. This is Nick DeFalco Radio. Coming at you live with Jimmy DeFalco. Stay tuned for our next episode. So yeah, keep those social sites clean and have a clean, positive presence on social media, especially for job opportunities. Hopefully you won't lose that job or not be able to get that job just based off your social media presence. So try to have a good, clean presence and maybe even influence jobs positively.